G'day, Daniel.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Really good, thanks. Thanks for joining us on 2SER this afternoon.
No worries.
I mistakenly thought that tonight was the big world premiere. I was like, oh, we get to talk to you before the world premiere. But apparently it was last night.
Yes, we had the big old world premiere at the Astor Theatre in Melbourne last night, which was
beautiful.
Really wonderful.
How'd it go?
Really good, really good. About 1,200 people rocked up, which was really lovely to see. It was a beautiful old theatre. I think it was really kind of perfect for the tone of the film. But it went really well.
Really nice. Look, I did say romantic comedy. It's actually more of a drama, I guess.
Sorry, mate. Yeah, just cut you off there. No, I think it's a bit of both. There's definitely dramatic elements, but I think all good dramas are, you know, peppered with comedic moments as well.
Now, some of the actors in this film are Tina Arena, Paul Mercurio. You star opposite Antoinette Yeosu, I think it is.
Yeah.
I think that's how you say it. And it's set in, starts in 1950s and then fast forwards to 1970s, where the arranged marriage is supposed to happen. I didn't actually know that Italians did arrange marriages. So this is a bit of an eye-opener for me already. is this something that you know of in sort of your ancestry?
No, absolutely not. That was what actually drew me to the film in the first place, to be honest with you, mate. I mean, we're all aware of arranged marriages, and we sort of think they're in this sort of foreign, faraway place. But to find out that, I mean, as an Italian myself, you know, I'm a third generation Italian now, but yeah. I had absolutely no idea that this was something that actually took place in Australia. So it was certainly something that was a bit eye opening to me. Yeah.
So did you find out that this sort of thing actually did happen in Australia back in the 50s?
Well it did. And then that's what's been so amazing about this process is that along the way, and it's actually been quite amazing. Even last night, for instance, you know, sitting in the premiere, the lady sitting next to me, who I've known for some time, and just turned to me, and she's actually of Greek origin, and right. She just turned to me and said, my parents are actually arranged. Did I ever tell you that? You know, it's just quite amazing, I think, how many people that this film is relevant to that we may or may not be aware of.
Yeah. And I'm sure a lot of particularly, you know, Muslim migrants to the country who are, it's sort of something that's ingrained in their culture as well. And also China and Japan, things like that.
Yeah, and obviously the Indian culture as well. They're all ones that we're very sort of more familiar with, but I think we're less familiar with you know, the Europeans, especially, you know, the migrants in this country. Certainly not something I think we expected happened, let alone, you know, my grandparents' generation. It was very much happening then, so it's not that far long away.
That's true. Now, in this film, you star alongside Paul Mercurio, of course, from Strictly Ballroom, as we all know him, and Tina Arena in her, I guess it's one of her major film acting debuts?
It is, in fact, her debut, yeah.
Wow.
It was wonderful. I mean, they're both such talented people, such, you know, such professionals. It was really, you know, and you know, sure, Tina hasn't been in a film before, but just that, you know, that wealth of experience, you know, with drama that she's had, or, you know, over her 40 plus year career, it really was remarkable to work with both of them.
Did she break into song on the set at all, you know?
I think she's probably exhausted with doing that, but she did. She had some beautiful moments in the film that were scripted that, you know, that she did sing with Antoinette, who also has a beautiful voice, which was really lovely. And I think she put down a track for Ave Maria, which is the title. You know, there's a beautiful moment at the end of the film that it plays, and she did a rendition of that, which was really, really lovely.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned Antoinette Yeosu, who, another great young up-and-coming actor that also graduated from WAPA, which I believe you
did.
And you knew Antoinette before this film?
It's a bit of a funny story, actually. We did. She was a couple of years ahead of me at drama school, but when I was flown into Melbourne for the final audition, I was told that I was meeting with this actress from LA. And I sort of got brought up into the room, and lo and behold, it was Antoinette, who I didn't realise had actually relocated to LA. I hadn't seen her since WAPA, and it was really lovely to see her there. And obviously having that, you know, shared history was, you know, super helpful when, you know, connecting with an actor in a short period of time, especially a romantic sort of romantic drama. She's a great actor. It was really great to work with her.
And I was going to ask that because I'm sure it would have helped build that chemistry between you, sort of knowing it beforehand. So I guess
absolutely.
That's a thing.
Yeah, well, it's very helpful. Like, you know, like it's kind of an intimidating thing, I think, as an actor, especially when, you know, there is going to be a degree of romance in a film. You know, you literally walk into a room and you sort of shake someone's hand and you sort of go from there. But it was very helpful having a shared history with Antoinette, and she was super easy to work with.
Now, what I like about this film was how much effort was put into making everything look like the 70s. The set design looks amazing, the costumes, everything sort of comes off looking just like the old days. Was that like something that you really noticed being on set, and was a lot of attention to detail put into that?
Absolutely. The team, the costume and, you know, the sets and all, the team around it were just really, really fantastic and super detailed. very, very passionate about their work. I think they actually really enjoyed it. I think it's always very fun when you get to, you know, go into the op shops and find out, you know, all these old things and the flared jeans.
Oh, yeah.
I had a great suit fitting where I got the flared suit and the very fitted jacket. And, you know, I actually wanted to keep it, but I wasn't allowed to, unfortunately. But it was really good fun. And everyone took it very, very seriously to try and very accurately represent the period, which is always a good thing.
Oh, definitely. I reckon some of the costumes, you know, like pleated pants and those old shirts, you could probably wear them out nowadays, and you would
fit right in. I reckon they are, especially the flared jeans. I think that's actually my girlfriend recently bought a pair of white flared jeans, which I would never have thought was a fashion, an appropriate fashion choice. But apparently, I'm told it's a very cool thing these days.
Yeah, right. Now, other people might have seen you in an interesting series. It's a bit of a web series called Elling and Izzy. This was distributed on Will Ferrell's streaming service, Funny or Die.
Yeah, Funny or Die.
That's a really interesting project. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Well, yeah, it was a bit of a passion project, actually. It was it's about a character, Elling, who struggles with sort of basically severe OCD. And he sort of struggles to leave the home and connect with people. And we just explored a very, very simple, you know, as a web series, they're all very, very simple, short, you know, episodes. And you got a bit of a comedic spin. And we just explored that. And he basically meets this girl, Izzy, online. And they start, they become pen pals. And she slowly basically helps him, grow in confidence and leave the home. And they go on this sort of journey together. It's very simple, but it was lovely. It was a lovely thing to do.
Do you find doing sort of a web series like that, you know, it's very quick and easy for things to sort of go viral or to get viewed all of a sudden if they get like picked up by someone or shared by someone? Because obviously being on Funny or Die was a nice sort of way to get promoted.
Totally. I mean, they're great. It was really awesome that they took it on and it sort of happened all very quickly. But it's funny. I mean, Netflix kind of started as a web series in many ways, you know, all their shows. And I remember the early auditions with Netflix, they were actually called, you know, web series. That's what they were called, web series auditions.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you know, like it's one of those things, I think. And it's really cool. Like anyone can kind of do it. You know, you get a camera, you just shoot something, you cut it all together and you pop it up on, you know, like on a Vimeo platform or something. And it really can just go from there, which I think is really exciting as an actor, you know, working in this time period.
Yeah. Well, back to the film, of course, we were saying it's part of the Italian Film Festival, which is premiering tonight in Sydney. So the Sydney premiere on tonight. I think there's still a few tickets left if you get on quickly to italianfilmfestival.com.au. I really like these migrant films because Australia is built on migrants. There should be more of these sort of films.
That's right, yeah.
And just some of the rich history that we have with the people here. Do you find that the Italian story, which I guess was bigger in the sort of 50s to 70s, is it harder now? Do you reckon there's less Italian migrants coming to the country that might connect with this, or is it more of targeted to the older audience?
I don't know. I mean, I certainly feel, you know, that there's still a huge influence of Italian migrants around. I mean, I'm from Perth, Western Australia originally, and spent a lot of time down in Fremantle. And whilst there's certainly that older population, you know, still very, very prevalent, I think there's still a huge degree of migration. But I think the film really will resonate with that slightly older demographic, just because, you know, it is literally something that most of them, you know, would have experienced, or if not themselves, certainly know somebody that did. So I think there's both. I think the younger folk probably, you know, connect more on just the romance of the film. It is, after all, a love story, and I think there's definitely something just to be taken from that alone.
Well, you look very schmick in a suit, and it looks like a really beautifully made film. Looking forward to seeing all of it soon. Good luck with it all. I hope it all goes really well for you, and thanks for chatting to us on 2SCR today.
Mate, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.